Dame, Monsieur Accent. Oui, oui, bonsoir, merci. You should take the mic and say that, you know, I like the... well, let me press on the recorder here. This is very good. Okay, hopefully I'll have it like in an hour at the end. In the worst case, I'll have it on Tuesday, hopefully. You know, I love when Dove introduces. He knows about like those three, four words now in French. But they're always great. Okay, my friends, hello. Cheryl, great, great, it was a pleasure. I so much totally agree is not the term. It's not about agreeing, it's about sharing one heart with you and sharing the exact same guidance that will surely extend tonight for this hour. And I cannot tell you how. I'm totally with you, totally with you. And I believe I realize that a lot of people around me, a lot of people around you, a lot of people around us are asked from within, to remember within, to remember the voice pulling, right? The voice pulling. By the way, I had like this prayer. Spend the weekend in prayer, I think, and this prayer was beautiful. It was all about, I realized, to ask from my truest of desire and from my heart to pull me within. Ask God within to pull me. And by the same token, ask the whole universe to push me within. Ask the inside to pull me more inside and the outside to push me within. This is very, very powerful. So, good night all. We'll share. Welcome to Sunday night. I'm subbing for Regina, and it's a pleasure. Hello, all my friends that are in the room. We will continue to share from this wonderful list of messages that we've called the Teachings of Spirit. And yes, eventually as well, there will be a book that I'll present in French and in English, of these wonderful messages received through Regina at the time we were spending time together, with the purpose of awakening, of letting go of fear and ego. The message tonight is called the bus analogy, and I'm going to give you this link. Okay. When you press on the link, you will see there's a, on the website, the Teachings of Spirit, you will see, you know, like just a little message that I wrote at the time that I posted it. Obviously, it was at the time that we received the Inner Ramana messages. So it's got to be like more than a year ago. But that doesn't matter. You can scroll down directly to the message. The message is, again, you'll see that it's not by chance that it's tonight, the bus analogy, because it's all about mind watching and it's all about not believing what the mind is saying. It's always the same message in any books, in anywhere you look. Don't believe the world. Don't believe the theater that makes the world up. And that is the mind. And the mind, in truth, does not exist. It only consists of the thought in the moment. It's always happening right now. And it's always happening right now, presenting itself, the thought, the current thought, the current experience, in the present moment, to the present moment, that you can call the great now. And the wonderful thing with the great now is that it's not a space. It's not a physical place. It's not a physical time. It is that which is fully aware. And you can call your own self now. For that is your middle name. That is your middle name. Everything presents itself to the now, to the screenness of now, or to being. And it's very important to sit on this position as now, not as sitting in now, right? Sitting as now, as the conscious now that is looking at the mind, the thoughts and the experience and the world. This is, I cannot emphasize enough the power of this position, to sit as what you already are, fully. The only thing, we're going to be talking about awareness tonight. We're going to be talking about a very fun practice and a very fun and very easy to understand message. But let's look at this message, let's understand somehow this message, meaning let's take it in from the position of so-called arrival, right? The goal of the message is to have us sit and realize that we are already full awareness, and awareness is already full. One way to see that is to realize that the only thing conscious, the only thing aware, right? In my whole world and my whole mind is me. Awareness is present right now, and I see like 21 names. Monica, great, I know. And there's like 21 universes right now, yes? So there's 21 minds. Of course, this is in between like quotes, right? But if there's 21 names, there must be 21 universes, and there must be 21 perceptions, and there must be 21 minds. In truth, there isn't, but it's still important for that example. I ask everyone to see and to realize that there's only one thing conscious in that whole universe that you see, feel, hear, and touch. And that is you. And obviously it's not you as a body, because a body is not conscious. It's not you as a mind, because a mind is not conscious. A thought is not conscious. A thought doesn't know you. A thought doesn't know it's a thought. Like a hand doesn't know it's a hand. But since I heard Cheryl talk about mind, we're going to be staying with the mind, meaning we're going to be staying with the thoughts. Remembering, of course, that the world is the outside picture of the mind. That's not totally correct in the sense that the world is the mind. There's no difference. We've seen that in our explorations. But we can give our willingness to accept that the glass that I'm holding here, the glass that I'm holding in my hand, not only is not conscious, but it's made of the mental stuff that is the thought of the glass itself. Hi Barbara, here's the link to the message we're going to be reading right now. Okay. So, I ask you all to join with me in prayer. And Holy Spirit, actually, the voice, which sometimes uses words, but most of the time doesn't, the voiceless voice that is our truth right now. Thank you. You're very present. You're raising somehow more and more the doubts that we have separate from you. You're You help us awaken to being only love. You help us open our eyes to the very fact of our being as the only thing that is real and thus the only thing that is. My Father within, please help me. Please help me and help us to fully awaken to being only love and to know you and thus to know us as you. On the wings of my truest of desire, I thank you, Father, to be so much present and to rejoice in our own minds, in our own worlds, in our own self as your own self, your own mind, and your own world. Amen. Very good. Very, very good. Let us read from the message. I'll give the link again. I don't know if you guys, if anybody has entered the room. But last week was a message called The Decision to be the Holy Spirit, right? Which we saw that the decision to be the Holy Spirit is the decision to let go of ego, to let go of the belief in the separate self. Today, we will look at a very practical message on mind resting, mind watching, and actually awakening. All these practices are practices of awakening. The message is called the bus analogy. And I remember Monica, and I remember a lot of people at the time, in 2007, were very, very, very excited about this message and all of these messages. Indeed, one day in a sharing, I had this image coming to me, this image of the bus, because I was realizing more and more that what was asked from us was to step back from the thoughts, from the experience. And I was really feeling a pull from in the back of me, right? At the time I was speaking a lot about in the back of me, in the back of me. And then one day while I was sharing in a PAL talk, in my early days of PAL talk, I had this image. It was, for me, it was like a great analogy. Like I believe first at the beginning that we were like in a car. I was often using the example of being in a car, and I'm with my Holy Spirit and stuff, and in the car and stuff. And then little by little, I realized that I can step back actually and let the Holy Spirit drive, for example, or I can actually look at Laurent driving. And that was the beginning of this intuition for this message. I was saying, well, I'm in my car and somehow I can step back and sit in the back seat while Laurent is driving. And for me that was great, because if I can be conscious of Laurent driving, Laurent being nervous, driving his life, reacting to his friends, parents, Regina, this, that, if I could see Laurent, then there must be something before Laurent that I am. Because how else could I see Laurent? I couldn't. So, aware of my thought, I am not my thoughts. Aware of my emotions, I am not my emotions. Aware of my reactions, I am not my reactions.
this very simple rule got somehow enhanced by Holy Spirit like the next day or something when we received this message. He said, my friend, this was an excellent excellent example you had, but let me tell you, it's not a car that you have, it's a bus. And you know the Holy Spirit with this sense of humor. So indeed, the idea is that the stepping back is fantastic, but we don't have to step back just one seat. We can step back 20 seats. And this is more or less the gist of this funny message, but very practical for our path today, for the mind watching and for detaching from thoughts. And of course, the goal is not to believe them. Not to believe them as something real. So let's read it together. The Holy Spirit says, resting the mind is easier than you think, and you've given yourselves the perfect image for this practice. Imagine yourself on the bus. When you are not resting the mind, you are totally caught up in your thoughts as the driver of the bus. You react to each thought like the driver would react to the circumstances of traffic. You get angry at the guy who cuts you off. You stop and go with traffic signals. You are uneasy in fast, swerving traffic. You are afraid when you see a large dump truck coming right at you. Everything is a reaction, and you seem to be victim to the traffic circumstances outside the bus. Okay, see that this is very much what's happening to us when we have forgotten to rest, or at least to watch the mind. Meaning when we are totally believing the thoughts, right? In our everyday activity. Now, I'm sure that for most of us it's like watching the mind and watching the thoughts, it's really like second nature now. But even if it's second nature, even this, we catch ourselves up after like 15 or 10 minutes or 15 minutes of totally forgetting and totally believing the thoughts of the mind. Like Ramana says, being totally caught up in the circus. Because it's very interesting, it's very like a lot of ups and downs in the circus. A lot of interesting things in the mind, the thoughts can be thoughts of fun, thoughts of pleasure, thoughts of hate, thoughts of needing to be fixed, or whatever it is. When we are caught up in our minds, as the mind, that's the important point. When I'm caught up in my thinking, it's the same as when I'm caught up in the world. I believe that I'm the body, right? I'm a man or a woman reacting to my neighbor who's another man, who's another, you know, separate person in a separate and outside world, etc. That's when I'm acting like that during the day, I'm not conscious, I'm not aware, I'm not walking, living from the position of awareness. I'm actually living from the position of not aware. I'm living from the position of belief in the world. And as we saw earlier, belief in the world is belief in the mind. It's actually only happening in mind. The world is a thought in my mind. NTI, Course in Miracles, Ramana, all these teachings keep saying over and over again, you're only caught up in thoughts and beliefs. Drop these beliefs, drop this thought, meaning drop believing these thoughts, and see the world start to change. See the seeming solidity of the world becoming more and more fluid, because it's a direct reaction to your thoughts. Just want to mention, because we're mentioning Ramana, it's very present and very important. It's so close to Jesus' message in the Course in Miracles. Ramana says in his first message, that is called Commentary on Mind, that what makes the world turn and seem solid is our attachment to the thinking. what makes the world seem solid and move around, right, and work, is not the world, is listening to the thoughts in our heads. That's the power that makes the universe turn. That's the power, that's the juice that makes the universe turn. Isn't that great? What does it mean? It means that as I detach from my thinking, as I stop believing my thoughts by looking at them and not believing them, right, and disregarding them, what will start to happen is that the world will start to actually fade. Jesus was talking about like edges of light around objects. That's exactly what Ramana is talking about. So this is not a little practice. This is the only practice. Stop believing the beliefs, detaching from thoughts, looking at them and disregarding them as untrue, right? But understand also what I like in this first paragraph is that when I'm caught up in the world reacting to my neighbor or to whatever thing my body is talking to me about, I'm never in relationship with the world. I'm never in relationship with my body, nor with my neighbor. I'm only in relationship with my thoughts. NTI Luke, everything you see and experience through the filter of your own mind, which means you are only in relationships with thoughts, always. I'm not in a relationship with Cheryl, I'm in a relationship with my thoughts of Cheryl, which actually, the most amazing thing is that outside of my thoughts of Cheryl, in my own world, there's no Cheryl. Cheryl is actually made of my thoughts. Sorry, dear, of course, with all my love, but there is no glass outside of my thought of the glass. There's no pal talk and no computer outside of my thought of them. But anyway, since I'm only reacting to my thoughts, to my thinking, then it's very important to look at my thoughts and let go of them. By the way, a little clue which is very important today is that not only everything is thought in my mind, my neighbor, the computer screen, Cheryl, Ramana, my body, right? These are all thoughts in my mind. But the idea of me is a thought in my mind as well. Okay? It's not like I'm here and I'm reacting to, I'm here as Laurent in the body and stuff, as a person, as a man, and then I'm reacting to all kinds of thoughts of computer, body, and neighbor. No. The one who's reacting is also a thought in my mind. At that point, a thought in the mind. Okay? We're seemingly talking about different levels, but they're one and the same, actually. So the importance of resting the mind. He says that resting the mind is not cutting off the thoughts. Resting the mind is watching the mind. That's what's called resting the mind. And as we watch the mind and rest the mind, we rest the world. And that's our function, forgiveness. To rest the world is to rest my own thoughts about the world. So it's resting the mind is easier than you think, and you've given yourself the perfect image. Imagine yourself on the bus when you are not resting the mind, you are totally caught up in your thoughts as the driver of the bus. You react to each thought or each situation in the world like the driver would react to the circumstances of traffic. You can see those two levels right here. My believing the thoughts And then, at the same time, spontaneously, my driving my bus. It's the same thing. Who's the driver? Who's the I? In thought, separate from the them and the it and the others. It's the same guy. It's air. There's nothing there. There's no I, there's no me, there's no them outside of my thinking. I see that, I see them and a me just because I believe it. You get angry at the guy who cuts you off. You stop and go with traffic signals. You are uneasy in fast, swerving traffic. I never get that traffic. You're afraid when you see a large dump truck coming right at you. Everything is a reaction, and you seem to be victim to the traffic circumstances outside the bus. This is great. This is outside. There's a seeming outside the bus, right? As a seeming outside the body. As the mind arises, we realize that there's no outside, because the body is inside perception, as well as the so-called outside world. Out is inside perception. So there's no outside. But there's a seeming outside of the body when I believe that I am my body. And I live in my body. So everything else is outside my body. As the mind arises through letting go, releasing, like you said, forgiving, which is exactly the same thing, not believing, again, it's the same thing, resting the mind, the same thing, we realize that, hey, the body is an appearance in awareness. Just like the computer screen and the neighbor and the thought of America. It's all appearance in awareness, whether as so-called physical object, which is an appearance, or thoughts. With a little investigation, we see that they are both one and the same. Second paragraph. Now, move back one seat. As you move back one seat, you become somewhat less interested in traffic circumstances. You may notice the red lights and the green lights, but you do not feel a need to react to them. You simply notice they are there. They are there. But in the seat directly behind the driver, you may still react to the one who cuts off the bus or to the dump truck that is coming right at you. This is the beginning of the path of detaching. This is realizing first that maybe I'm not the driver, so I can look at the driver. And if I look at the driver, first of all, I see that the car is running, right? We received a message not too long ago that was called Observe the Doing, where the Holy Spirit invited us through the practice of will for, meaning just to give our willingness, to see that we're not in control, to see that there's an automatic doing happening through us, through the body. And everything the body does is just being done. It's just an appearance as well. If we look a little closely at the messages and we understand those metaphysics, we see that everything is past and everything the body does is just an effect of a previous choice. With that in mind, I'm not in charge of the body's movement. Because I believe that the bodies are moving now, but it's not. It's all written. Sure, I've written it thanks to my previous thoughts, previous choice. Right. And since we're all students of the Course in Miracles, the choice is not a horizontal choice, but it's a vertical choice. It's the choice of Holy Spirit or ego, actually, is the choice of position. We started with position, I'm sure we'll finish with position. Ramana says there are three positions. Either you believe the thoughts, and then you cut up in the thoughts as one of them, or you look at the thoughts but you don't believe them. Okay, this is the whole practice of this message. The third position is you don't care about the thoughts anymore because you abide as that which is prior, untouched, and actually unborn. And this is pure being, knowing, awareness. Okay. So, in this second paragraph, we move back, right? So we see that, well, the car is still moving, the body is still doing its things, but I'm looking at it. And we all know this position, of course. It feels very good because we start to detach. There's a detachment from the experience. And again, a detachment from the experience is a detachment from the body. And a detachment from the body is a detachment from the thought of the body in the mind. And a detachment from the thought of the body in the mind is a detachment from the I thought in the mind. Although it's not very clear on that second row behind the just the row, the one seat behind the driver, but there's starting to be some space. I can breathe. There's a space between reactions or events in the world. Here he talks about events, like the neighbor says such and such, and the weather is like this, and someone cuts my road or whatever. I don't react automatically. There's a space now. I watch Laurent be involved with the traffic while I can watch him. Very good. So you may notice the red light and the green lights, but you don't feel a need to react to them. Now the cool thing is that you can react to them, or the body, the personality can react to them as driver. Okay, but you don't have to believe the personality's reactions. Meaning, you don't have to buy into them as true. That will mostly come into the mind as the script. You know, the thoughts that I hear in my mind, like, react to this guy done us wrong, and you gotta do something. All of these thoughts, you can hear them now. But from the back place, you don't have to react. You don't have to buy into them. So you move from that first position, believing the thought, to watching the thoughts. And that's the beginning of space. That seems to be a progressive, yes? Seems to be like an ascension in the mind. Up and actually back. I like the back thing because there's a detachment. Well, we might discover by the end of the message, what we started with is that we never actually were in the bus. But through our beliefs, we took the position of looking at life and the world as a personality, a human mind, and a human body. But that's just a thought in the mind. But since we shout that this is the truth of us, that's the perspective we're going to get. As we progressively move back through release, forgiveness, let go, trust, surrender, there seems to be like more and more space between the experience and myself. Okay? And that is still, that is beautiful, and that is still somehow progressive. Let's continue with the message. Move back another seat. Notice that as you move back further, you are more detached from reaction. The one who cuts off the bus may be interesting to see now, but you may not have a reaction to the observing. The traffic signals are barely noticed, and the dump truck gets less of a reaction of fear. Doesn't this sound familiar in our experience? And every time this happens, we go, yes, that was great. Course in Miracles would say, or actually Ken Wapnick would say, this is looking at the movie from an observer in the theater eating popcorns with Jesus. Meaning, as soon as you detach from believing the action and from believing the personality who reacts, you're automatically with the Holy Spirit. You cannot serve two masters at the same time. It's either you are attached or you're detached. And yes, there seems to be gradual detachment. And then there seems to be, like Ramana says, total detachment is what he calls awakening or realization of self. We are on this road of back and forth in the levels of, somehow levels of detachment. Although this is not a very clear science. we don't know anything, right, when we are in the bus. We don't know anything when we are in the mind. When we are believe with the mind, we just don't know anything. We can't know. Jesus can. The part of our mind that is not in the mind, it's not really the part of our mind, it's ourself, the memory which we can hear in the mind or in the world at the beginning as the Holy Spirit, is not in the mind, but is in self, meaning in pure being, awareness. That same awareness that is listening to those words right now. Not something we get to, not something we achieve. That's very important. It's not something we achieve. It's not something we... It's something we seem to join. Right? To realize that I am already what I've been looking for. So, when you move back another seat, you notice that you move back further and you are more detached from reaction. The one who cuts off the bus may be interesting to see now. Isn't that a great line? Because as the driver, or as the seat back from the driver, and even the seat right back from the driver, there is observation, but there's still reaction. And when there's reaction, there's victim. There's the tiny med idea. There's I don't want to be there. I want this to be different. Okay? And underneath this, there's a judgment of what's happening, that this guy shouldn't be here. Okay, I'm detached and stuff, but I would be, it would be better in some other place. You know, full acceptance is not at the first, what he says, the full acceptance of experience is definitely not at the first rows behind the driver. But it's further back. By the way, as we step back, wow, we're becoming more and more aware of constant judgment, constant dis-ease in our being, something that we didn't see before. So that's the path of looking, that's the path of, but we're all on this path, so we all know this. The interesting thing in that paragraph is that now that you're detached, the traffic jam can become interesting to look at. And that's surrendering to the experience, because there's less and less judgment. As I detach, there's less and less judgment. There's more and more interest, curiosity. I wonder why this guy is doing this to me. Oh, but maybe it's not even me. Maybe it's doing this to the driver. Oh, very interesting. Oh, now let me look at that. And you see, at the same time, the world starts to fade. You know? The traffic signals are barely noticed, and the dump truck gets less of a reaction of fear. So, you know, don't look for love, don't look for goodness. You can automatically look for detachment. Right? Detachment. But you see, it's not a cold detachment, it's a detachment that is interested. that is benevolent in what's going on. The oh, hey. As I'm detached, I can be more present. We're going to see towards the end of the message that as I'm totally identified with the driver, well, I'm not present at all, meaning I'm not conscious at all. Indeed, I am, but I don't act as awareness, as beingness. I actually believe that I'm this driver in this world, meaning an appearance in awareness. And when I believe that I'm an appearance in awareness, either in my thoughts or in the world, well, guess what? We believe ourselves to be dead, because an appearance is not living. Okay? An appearance is in the domain of not being. Awareness is being. Okay? And again, as we saw earlier in the prayer or before the prayer, anything that we are aware of is not aware. And since awareness is being, everything we are aware of is not being. If it's not being, it's not being or non-being, meaning it's dead, doesn't even exist. And by the way, that's the only reason of dis-ease, of not feeling at ease, feeling agitated. So now, the cool message of agitation is that, hey, you step back. Are you sure you really want to experience yourself as dead? It's not interesting. You did it over and over. Let go. That's not what you want, is it? No, it's not. Next paragraph. So, to rest the mind is to move back from the thoughts. It's a great definition. It's to move back from the thoughts. It is to watch them without believing them. It isn't to stop them, just as riding in a bus does not stop traffic. Traffic continues, but the rider is less involved with it than the driver is. The rider is less involved than the driver. Become less involved with your thoughts by observing them without interacting with them. And he says interacting is reacting or believing. You see that that's exactly the messages of Ramana and the exact message of all those teachings. Look at those thoughts and don't believe them. Don't believe the thoughts. Don't react to the thoughts. I really like to remember that resting the mind is not stopping the thoughts. It is to watch them without belief. That's what is called resting. So you can say that with the mind, same thing with the world, same thing with a tough emotional experience, tough emotional reaction, something we don't know where it was coming from. In that example, like a dump truck coming. The resting of the world is the resting of the mind. And the resting of the mind is the watching of the mind. And what will make the difference between a traffic with a lot of juice and a seemingly easy traffic? Well, that's a trick, because it's not in the traffic. It's in the interest I have with the traffic, or the interest I have with my thoughts, with the activity of the mind or of the world. Again, they're one and the same. They're not separate. They're not even like together, they are one and the same. Okay, so you rest the mind by observing the mind. And as you detach from the mind, meaning as you let go of attaching to the thoughts. What is attaching to the thought? It's believing the thoughts. And what is believing the thoughts is attaching to the thoughts and shouting that they are true. This is true. And every time you say that the window is real, the tree is real, what you're really saying is that I am the body, and this is the thought that I shout as real. That's the loudest shout. The loudest shout. Every time I shout out anything, what I'm really shouting at, because I'm shouting at in the mind always, but what I'm shouting is, I am the body. Meaning, I'm attached to the thought, quote, I am the body, unquote. See? The belief in being the body, or the belief in being a personal and separate self, is the act of attaching to the thought, quote, I am me, unquote. This is huge to see it this way, because when you see it this way, you've already let it go. You've let go of the key attachment that makes the world go round in its seeming solidity and its seeming cruel outsideness. All that, one thought. I am me. When I believe that thought, great, unfathomable awareness is taking itself for dead, meaning a lifeless appearance, out of all the others appearances that are appearing within awareness. To rest the mind is to move back from the thought. It's to watch them without believing them. It isn't to stop them, just as riding in a bus doesn't stop traffic. Traffic continues. The experience continues, right? But the rider is less involved with it than the driver. The message, become less involved with your thoughts by observing them without interacting with them, without reacting or without believing them. Finally, moving back in the bus is not, this is very, very highly, very important. Now that we've arrived to this, this is key to the practice. The key is right here. This is the difference between a suffering practice and an easy path. Moving back in the bus is not something you can force yourself to do, so do not even try. Okay, I'm going to read that again. After all this paragraph, what we all want now is move back in the bus. And that's what he says. To want to move back in the bus is great, but don't try to do it yourself. Because to do it yourself is to still be the driver believing he's becoming the rider, and that's a lot of suffering. Because we, as Cliff, Laurent, Monica, Dove, meaning as a thought of person, cannot move back in the bus. The bus is the thought of person. This is where, if we understand like the subtleties here, this is why we seem to go back and forth. We go, hey, I can watch my personality and being stuck back right in front, forgetting every clarity that I somehow felt I mastered and stuff. The problem is I. So this is a message actually on surrender. It's wonderful to understand this and that, to get the willingness, the true desire of the heart, which was expressed during the prayer earlier. Father, let me know you, because what I want, and what I want only, is to awaken or to open my eyes to the pure love I am and nothing else. So what came up to now, the understanding and all that is fantastic, to have us want more and more and more just one single thing, and then understand that we cannot get it. We are helpless. There's no way I can move back in the bus. I can believe I can do that, but I will be stuck right back in the bus, right back as the driver, because I just cannot do it. Moving back in the bus is not a personal decision. It's only an act of willingness, of surrender. Father, of myself, I can do nothing. But I'm willing to stop believing these thoughts. I'm willing to step back. I'm willing to go home. Here's my willingness, my heartfelt willingness, to stop taking myself as what I am not. A thought, a body, a driver, or even a rider. I am that I am, and nothing else. So moving back in the bus is not something you can force yourself to do. So do not even try. If you are in the driver's seat, that's where you are. Okay? It's very important. That's where I am. That's what I feel. That's what I see now. That's what I believe. Okay? Do not judge yourself for being there. Just notice where you are and will for moving back in the bus. For those who are familiar with this practice, you just... What I like with this practice is that you see you're not victim. You see that everything that has happened, including the experience, the emotional experience of now, okay, is the result of my previous willing for it. It's just another way of saying I'm responsible for sight. Okay, I see that I'm responsible for sight. I understand how that sight and how that experience arrived through my desire to be alone, okay, right, to be separate. When I realize my power, I'm not victim anymore. And then I can redirect my desire towards what I really want. To know God only. As my unborn Father. Extending in the unborn Son I am. Okay? That's just passing from one desire, the ancient, to the true desire. And it's another way of saying, okay, that's where I am. Let me die to the experience, meaning I'm willing. I am willing. That's a total surrender. Even the stepping back as, that's a subtlety, but even the stepping back as the master of my experience, meaning the chooser of experience, the maker of the universe, the dreamer of the dream, okay, yeah, let's call it the dreamer of the dream, through desire, right? I'm having the experience I deem to have, okay? Even that seems to be a place of power, is actually nothing more than pure surrender. But you bypass the pain of victim. And that's great steps. That's wonderful step. You bypass the temptation to be victim. That goes very fast. But that's not the end game. You know why? Because either the person or the dreamer of the dream, when you check to see if they're here, you don't find any of them. Neither the dreamer nor the dreamed character, nor the hero. How could there be a dreamer, a substantial and existing and being dreamer, to a world that is not here? Of a world that is not here. Ideas leave not their source. If the world is not real, its source is non-existent. Okay. So that's only the part of our mind that is... And then these are words, right? Let's continue. if you're in the driver's seat, that's where you are. Do not judge yourself for being there. Just notice where you are and will for moving back in the bus. Each time you will for moving back in the bus, you increase your willingness more to be less involved with the traffic of your thoughts. Each time you will for, or you give your willingness, or you remember true desire, you increase your willingness more to be less involved with the traffic of your thoughts. Okay? It is through willing for that, you know, it is through willing for that moving back is accomplished. This is very important. These are subtleties, but this is where we suffer. We go, oh, I'm going to step back. No, you're not going to step back. You're just going to give your willingness to step back because you don't know how to do it. What are you stepping back from? You're stepping back from you. You are releasing the idea of the dream and the dreamer and the bus and the driver and even the rider in the storm. That's what you let go of. You let go of the idea of you. So how does you're gonna let go of the idea of you and still want something and still want to get back? You can't. Who's gonna get back? You? No. This is subtle, but I invite you to read that again and get all the juice that is not in the words, between the words, behind the words. Just be willing to read each word and sentence with the Holy Spirit, meaning with your true desire to be only love. It is through willing for that moving back is accomplished. Of course, willing for moving back is the same as willing for awareness, because the driver is never truly aware. Is too involved in reacting and attempting control to rest within awareness of what is happening in traffic. This is the same as saying he cannot see the forest for the trees. He misses the whole by being too caught up in artificial parts. This is great. There's one last paragraph that Regina had a question. My thinking mind is arguing with the analogy of the bus. It argues that as I move back in the bus, I am less aware. The driver is in the seat of most awareness. That was Regina's reaction at the time. That's the answer. The driver is in the seat of most involvement, but most involvement is not most awareness. The traffic outside the bus is illusion. Okay? There's no world. When the driver is involved with the traffic, he does not know it isn't there. As you move further back in the bus and become less involved, you clearly become more aware, because now you are seeing that the false isn't true. So that really goes with what we started with. The idea is to let go of holding on to the world, meaning holding on to the thoughts of the world. And within the world, letting go of holding on to the thought of me in the world as true, is giving all our willingness to let go of seeing that the false is true. As we do that, we are being somehow arisen to more spaciousness in our own mind. But that is still an appearance, because that is still an experience. That which is fully aware of less or more spaciousness as an experience is that which we are, and we are that now. We never moved from that place. We've taken ourselves to be within a body, so we have the whole experience of being in a body. So then we have the experience of moving back from the body, understanding the thought system and the belief system, and letting go of that. To realize what? That we never moved from the only thing that is aware in this room, you. Because nothing you are aware of is able to be aware. Nothing. Not even this voice you're hearing. This voice is just an appearance in pure life, which is awareness. Okay, it's time to go. That was great. Thank you so much for your willingness. That has been speaking through my voice. I'll see you on Tuesday. I wish you an excellent night. And me too, because it's 2 o'clock now in Paris. Bye, my friends.